New Delhi is planning to set up special economic zones in Iran and Myanmar to manufacture and supply chemical feedstock to the Indian industry. Indian Union Minister for Chemicals and Fertilizer, Anand Kumar, says the idea is to help Indian companies set up manufacturing facilities where raw material is available in abundance. Many gas-based fertilizer plants are functioning at reduced capacity. Every year, India imports 20-30% of its required urea. Last year alone, it imported 1.6 million tons of urea from Iran.
You need that degree of political, I would say, confidence and trust to say that this is a proposal or a project for the long term. So if we can make it work in one sector, I think a country like Iran and India would be able to work out a modus or a means by which there could be long-term benefit.
India will set up a urea factory in the Iranian city of Chabahar. New Delhi has agreed to provide Tehran with additional financial aid to develop the gas-based plant.
A country like Iran should be able to enter into a partnership where, in addition to the fact that you have gas or hydrocarbon to export, you can use its availability to introduce or be able to manufacture and export another product, say in this case fertilizer. Now, fertilizer demand is going to increase progressively, decade by decade, especially as Africa opens up for greater agriculture.
The proposal is currently being discussed by the Indian finance and foreign ministries and is likely to be taken up soon with the Iranian government.
Analysts say this new initiative by India is another effort to boost investment and cooperation with Iran and will be beneficial for both countries. Sanjay Sethi, Press TV, New Delhi.